to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. We have shifted gears, new topic. I'm in the Triple Dipper for the day, has three stories you got to know. And the third one we're dealing with now is the fact that your state legislature, your state senators and state representatives are headed down to Montgomery on Monday because the governor has called a special session. Keep in mind, they can only go into session of their own volition at a regularly scheduled time called the regular session once a year. Anything beyond that requires a special call, we call it, by the governor, and she has called them to special session starting Monday the 27th to deal with the issue of prisons, which I described in detail before the last break. On the line with us right now, though, is a friend of mine, State Senator Clay Schofield, one of the more conservative members of the Alabama State Senate, elected at the same time I was back in 2010, still serving now as the majority leader in the State Senate for Senate District 9. I used to be at Senate District 10, so we were neighbors. But my brother Clay Schofield, how are you today, man? Glad you're on the show.
I'm good, my brother. Doing good. How you doing?
Good. I'm good, too, man. Hey, listen, you guys just had a caucus meeting, I understand. So you got any inside scoop for us? You got all your head counts in place? What you got?
Yeah, we're looking good for the construction. Let me be clear. The construction portion or the construction bill, there were three bills in the call, one being the construction bill that we have worked throughout the summer on. And we're looking really good in the Senate. The House says that they're looking good with their vote count. Obviously, the two criminal justice bills that were in the call, we haven't even gotten a vote count on that yet, Phil.
Okay. Well, and that was one of the things I might ask you about here as we get down to it. But the biggest issue, though, man, is the fact that you guys are headed down there to deal with something that has been on the agenda, so to speak, for years and years. This is not a new thing. We're in lawsuits over our prisons. Our prisons are some of our infrastructure is crumbling. And we have basically like warehouses holding prisoners right now. And a lot of prisoners are out in the county jails because they can't hold them in the state prisons. So I get there's an issue, all right? I'm not going to pretend that I don't, because I've been in these meetings with you when I was in the Senate. I guess one of my concerns right now is looking at the way we're going to do this. Tell me, do you believe that the best thing is to use this one-time money, the $400 million from the federal government, and also take out a bond issue? I mean, you feel like that's the best use of the taxpayers' dollars?
I really do, because we're not going to have to borrow as much. It really, you know, I've said, you know, the stars really have lined up on this for us to actually solve this problem. And you'll understand this better than anybody, because you were there. We were side by side during the bad times. And, you know, when the state was broke and, you know, they'd been running off federal stimulus dollars, you and I get elected in the Republican wave, and all of a sudden they're gone. And instead of ramping down spending in anticipation of that, they spent every bit of it.
Yeah.
And remember how, you know, me and you and our colleagues were the worst people in the world to the bureaucrats down there, because we had to go in and live within our means. We weren't going to raise taxes. We're going to start cutting out the fat. And, you know, through more conservative budgeting, you know, we voted in the Rolling Reserve Act. We have since implemented something similar to that with the general fund, and just not blowing the money, being good stewards, has put us in a situation, Phil, to have a rollover of $130 to $150 million in the general fund.
Which is unheard of, by the way, isn't it?
I mean, consider that's virtually unheard of. And now we're in that situation. And that, as you know, because we have exercised good fiscal conservative restraint.
So let me ask you this, Clay.
My theory is
let me jump in and ask you this real quick, though, Clay. because one of the things in the limited time we have here, I want to make sure that I cover some ground. So, yes, I do agree, especially during that first quadrennium that you and I were down there. We downsized government, we right-sized the budgets, and there has not been a prorated budget since 2010, and that's big doings. But now, you know, one of the concerns I have is we do have surpluses. And yet, you know, back when you and I considered prison bond bills in 2016, I think it was, we didn't have any other choice. Bonding was all we could do because there was no other option. But right now, we do have these surpluses. So you're saying part of the surplus is going to go, we're going to spend it on prisons, obviously. We're spending money we've got. We're going to also take some of the federal government money, spend some of that. But we also have a state trust fund. Do you see any reason why we would not go to the state trust fund and borrow money as opposed to, or use money there as opposed to borrowing from an outside bonding agency?
Well, and you know, that takes a vote of the people. And so when we're looking, part of what we're trying to do here is do it as quickly as possible, not eliminating a lot of thought put into it, but time we believe is of the essence. We have got to show the courts that we are serious and we are doing stuff. You also have the time value of money. You know, everyone knows inflation's going up and building materials are in and amongst that. So if we had to go to a vote, it would drag it out much further. Going this route, we can start moving dirt in the first quarter of 2022.
Do you see, and I get that, okay, do you see there a possibility then of initiating the bond issue to get cash in hand so we can start the process, but then putting a vote of the people up later to repay that bond issue by accessing the trust fund at a later date? I mean, do you see something like that happening?
I doubt it. I think that would be, I'm not sure I really see the, I'm not sure I'd really see the value in that. I would have to sit down and really look at that and look at those numbers. But you know, we have, and as we call them, the smart people down there with LSA, the fiscal division, you know, we have really tasked them with finding the best way possible, and our marching orders from the beginning was, that was very important to me and very important to our colleagues, was we have to know that whatever we do, we can afford during the good times and the bad times. The economy's not always going to be what it is, especially with what Biden's doing, and so we have to know that we can do this. By going this route, we're basically cutting it in half of what the at least the bond service of what the governor's proposal was, and that's because we do have more cash on hand to bring the amount of money that we do have to bond down. The other aspect of this is very important. The reason we're in this situation is because the state has not put any funding into maintaining the prisons that we have. This, as you know, is a multi-generational problem.
Oh, yeah.
It's not one legislature's fault. It's not one governor's fault. It is from decades and decades and decades of neglect. So part of what we are doing is from henceforth, we will be putting money back into a fund that will be used specifically for prison maintenance.
Well, and that's wise. Is that part of the bill you're looking at right now?
Our kids are in this same spot down the road.
So is that a part of the bill you're looking at right now, Clay?
Sort of.
Okay. Sort of. Well, I get it, and I hope that's true, because you're right. Some of the repair and maintenance has been abysmal. But yet some of it got so bad you almost couldn't keep up with it in some of the current prisons. Listen, hey, my brother, listen, can you hang on through a short break? We're going to take a short break and then come back. I want to finish this conversation and get into the idea of design bid, you know, like a no bid contract or design bid build. Can we go that route after the break real quick?
Sure thing.
All right, man. Just hang on, folks. We're talking to State Senator Clay Schofield. He's the Alabama State Senator from District 9. He is also the majority leader in the Alabama State Senate, someone who has served since 2010. And we're dealing with the issue of prisons, which it's not a sexy topic. You know, it's not like building new schools or universities or anything like that. But it's got to happen. It's one of the few functions of government that we truly just have to have. And right now, this is a tough nut to crack. And we're hearing from him what's probably going to happen in the next week with your dollars and borrowing more dollars to get something very important potentially done. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And you can also listen to us, by the way, live online no matter where you are. Just go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and click on Listen Live. And no matter where you is, there we is. And I've got folks that listen to this show from multiple states. Jeff from Indiana called in a little while ago. We got people in Virginia and Texas, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia. I mean, they're all over the place listening to the show, and I'll tell you what, the audience is what makes this show good, and it's an honor to have this platform. Hey, we're back with on the phones here with my friend, State Senator Clay Schofield. Clay is with Senate District 9. He's also the majority leader in the Alabama State Senate, and next week, the legislature is going into special session to deal with prisons and prison construction, a huge, hairy deal, folks. I cannot describe to you what a big, big, big deal this is for the state of Alabama in a number of ways. So Clay, listen, I'm looking at a report right now. I even print them out. I got paper. Alabama Daily News says the construction is looking at being put in Elmore and Escambia County for the first two prisons, phase one. Be 2 4,000-bed men's facilities in Elmore and Escambia, looking at $1.2 to $1.3 billion total for phase one, which would also include that $785 million bond issue. So Clay, a lot of work was done early on in Governor Ivey's attempts to, you know, to do the public-private partnership. She did a lot of work. They had a lot of stuff done to basically design the prisons, have them vetted. They had already gone through who was the responsible bidder, and they had chosen. So what I'm understanding is, rather than rebid the process now, y'all are going to allow the use of previous bids. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And again, that goes back to the time element. By going this route, we can begin to move dirt in the first quarter of 2022. We believe that if that's open back up, more than likely the same folks are going to get the bid because they've already done all this work. They've got sunk costs in it. but if we do that, you're going to back the construction up at least a year. When again, you get back to the time value of money, we're estimating that could cost us an additional $60 to $75 million
by doing a bid process.
This route saves us that.
Yeah. And I would imagine, I mean, Democrats are not happy. There's still a few Republicans that grumble. And then you've also got the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, all the usual suspects out there. I imagine they're going to go headhunting on this no-bid process, and I hope you guys are going to get the word out real quickly. This has been bid. You're reusing the existing bids, and make sure that's clear up front as you move into this process.
Correct, and I think, excuse me, Phil, I think it's also important to note that because this is such a large project, when they begin to bid out all the sub work, we have put in the legislation that is transparent and reportable so everyone can see those bids. Within the normal process that is already used, that's not the case. So this project, as far as the funding and the payouts, will be more transparent than most projects that are conducted in Alabama, which is something we may want to look at in the future on all projects.
Well, and I hope that's true, and I really do hope that's true, because that's going to be an important part of the process. And let me ask you, we got about a minute left, Clay, but you guys are also looking at purchasing an existing facility that was privately built over in Perry County. And real quick, give me the skinny version on that one. What is the purpose of buying that prison besides maybe just getting a few Democrat votes on board?
Well, it's excuse me, got a frog in my throat. It's much further than that. Frankly, I don't know that we'll get any Democrat votes. We're not, this is, we'll try. We're hopeful. I mean, it should be bipartisan. It's what's best for the state of Alabama. But Perry County will be run, and you are familiar with Perry County. That is a facility that has already been built. It was built there for it was a private facility to house federal inmates. It's there. It's never had any inmates in it. We can buy it for pennies on the dollar. That saves us a lot of money, and we can handle the dips and dumps, as we talk about. Those are the inmates that are currently in our county jail, so that will relieve the pressure off of them much sooner. So, this is a very well thought out plan. It's very detailed, and we have tried to look at it from every angle and solve as many issues as we possibly can. And Perry County fits in that very well.
Well, brother, that's State Senator Clay Schofield, Majority Leader in the Alabama State Senate, headed down to Montgomery to herd the cats on Monday and see whether we can finally come up with something that we can actually do to benefit the prison system in Alabama. Clay, you have a great weekend, man. Good luck to you next week. We may want to check in with you some as the week progresses and see how things are going. All right, folks.
Sounds good, my friend.
All right, take care. All right, sounds good. And listen, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN is coming into the final half hour of the week. You're getting ready for go-home time. Right Side Radio's with you all the way. We'll be right back.